Language Course, Book 17, Take 4C. Hello. Open your books to the activities for Tape 4C. Look at Figure 1 and repeat the sentences. Number 1. You're going to the party tonight, aren't you? You're going to the party tonight, aren't you? Number 2. It's hot in here, isn't it? It's hot in here, isn't it? Number 3. Kevin's going to New York, isn't he? Kevin's going to New York, isn't he? Number 4. I'm not interrupting anything, am I? I'm not interrupting anything, am I? Number 5. Nancy shouldn't try moving that sofa by herself, should she? Nancy shouldn't try moving that sofa by herself, should she? Number 6. There wasn't anybody here when you arrived, was there? There wasn't anybody here when you arrived, was there? Number 7. Your sister didn't swim yesterday, did she? Your sister didn't swim yesterday, did she? Number 8. The students studied for this test, didn't they? The students studied for this test, didn't they? Number 9. Tommy walks to school, doesn't he? Tommy walks to school, doesn't he? Number 10. Harry ate some of the dessert, didn't he? Harry ate some of the dessert, didn't he? Look at Figure 2. Complete the sentences like the examples. It's cold in here. Repeat. It's cold in here, isn't it? You mailed that letter. Repeat. You mailed that letter, didn't you? Now listen carefully and complete the sentence. Number 1. Fred should lock that door. Fred should lock that door. Fred should lock that door, shouldn't he? Repeat. Fred should lock that door, shouldn't he? Number 2. Tomorrow is Sue's last day. Tomorrow is Sue's last day. Tomorrow is Sue's last day, isn't it? Repeat. Tomorrow is Sue's last day, isn't it? Number 3. You reminded Neil about the meeting. You reminded Neil about the meeting. You reminded Neil about the meeting, didn't you? Repeat. You reminded Neil about the meeting, didn't you? Number 4. Diane is going to the movie with us. Diane is going to the movie with us. Diane is going to the movie with us, isn't she? Repeat. Diane is going to the movie with us, isn't she? Number 5. Lieutenant Fry is on leave. Lieutenant Fry is on leave. Lieutenant Fry is on leave, isn't he? Repeat. Lieutenant Fry is on leave, isn't he? Number 6. We should leave now to get there by 7:30. We should leave now to get there by 7:30. We should leave now to get there by 7:30, shouldn't we? Repeat. We should leave now to get there by 7:30, shouldn't we? Number 7. You weren't at Jack's party. You weren't at Jack's party. You weren't at Jack's party, were you? Repeat. You weren't at Jack's party, were you? Number 8. You're driving this week. You're driving this week. You're driving this week, aren't you? Repeat. You're driving this week, aren't you? Number 9. Sam jogs 2 miles every day. Sam jogs 2 miles every day. Sam jogs 2 miles every day, doesn't he? Repeat. Sam jogs 2 miles every day, doesn't he? Number 10. You didn't tell Jean about the party. You didn't tell Jean about the party. You didn't tell Jean about the party, did you? Repeat. You didn't tell Jean about the party, did you? Number 11. Pam drove yesterday. Pam drove yesterday. Pam drove yesterday, didn't she? Repeat. Pam drove yesterday, didn't she? Listen to this conversation.
Frank, I got my orders today.
Where are you going?
I'm going to Japan.
For how long?
It's a 2-year tour. It'll be my first time overseas. I'm really looking forward to it.
Sounds great. When are you leaving?
I report for duty there on the 3rd of October.
We'll have to get together before you go.
Now look at figure 3. I'll read for John, and you read for Frank. I'll start. Frank, I got my orders today. I'm going to Japan. It's a 2-year tour. It'll be my first time overseas. I'm really looking forward to it. I report for duty there on the 3rd of October. Now look at figure 4. This time you read for John and I'll read for Frank. You begin. Where are you going? For how long? It sounds great. When are you leaving? We'll have to get together before you go. Figure 5. Take a moment and read the questions. You will hear an announcement. Listen carefully. Then write the answers to the questions. You will hear the announcement twice. The NCO luncheon will be held in the NCO Club at 11:30 on Tuesday, March 19th. There are still tickets available. Contact Master Sergeant Connie Klein. The NCO luncheon will be held in the NCO Club at 11:30 on Tuesday, March 19th. There are still tickets available. Contact Master Sergeant Connie Klein. Now answer the questions. Let's check your answers. Number 1. Where will the NCO luncheon be? At the NCO Club. Repeat. The luncheon will be at the NCO Club. Number 2. What day will it be? It'll be Tuesday, March 19th. Repeat. It'll be Tuesday, March 19th. Number 3. Are there still tickets available? Yes. Repeat. Yes, there are still tickets available. Number 4. Who can you contact if you need a ticket? Master Sergeant Connie Klein. Repeat. You can contact Master Sergeant Connie Klein if you need a ticket. Look at Figure 6. Take a moment and read the questions. Now listen to another announcement. You'll hear it twice. There will be a tour to Houston on Friday, April 17th. The bus will leave from Building 7342 at 0700 hours. You will return Sunday, April 19th, around 1500 hours. The fee for this tour is $80, and that includes the hotel and two meals. There are only 75 seats available, so hurry and sign up. There will be a tour to Houston on Friday, April 17th. The bus will leave from Building 7342 at 0700 hours. You will return Sunday, April 19th, around 1500 hours. The fee for this tour is $80, and that includes the hotel and two meals. There are only 75 seats available, so hurry and sign up. Now answer the questions. Let's take a look at your answers. Number one, what city is the tour to? The tour is to Houston. Repeat, the tour is to Houston. Number two, what day does the tour leave? Friday, April 17th. Repeat, the tour leaves Friday, April 17th. Number three, what time will the bus leave from building 7342? 0700 hours. Repeat, the bus will leave at 0700 hours. Number four, when does the tour return? It returns Sunday, April 19th at 1500 hours. Repeat, it returns Sunday, April 19th at 1500 hours. Number five, what's the fee for this tour? $80. Repeat, the fee for this tour is $80. Number six, what does this fee include? It includes the hotel and two meals. Repeat, the fee includes the hotel and two meals. Number seven, how many seats are available? 75. Repeat, there are 75 seats available. Look at figure 7. Take a moment and read the words and phrases there. Now listen to some words and match them with the correct word or phrase in your book. Let's do the first one together. Number one, aluminum. Aluminum. Number one is C. Aluminum is a cheaper conductor than copper. Let's do the rest of them. Number two, insulators. Insulators. Number three, copper. Copper. Number four, splicing. Splicing. Number five, switch on. Switch on. Number six, powerful. Powerful. Number seven, bare wires. Bare wires. Let's check your answers. Letter A is 3. Copper is the best conductor of electricity. Repeat, copper is the best conductor of electricity. Letter B is 4. Splicing is a way of putting two wires together. Repeat, splicing is a way of putting two wires together. Letter C is 1. Aluminum is a cheaper conductor than copper. Repeat, aluminum is a cheaper conductor than copper. Letter D is 5. Turn on is the same as switch on. Repeat, turn on is the same as switch on. Letter E is 6. Powerful is strong. Repeat, powerful is strong. Letter F is 2. Insulators are wood, plastic, and rubber. Repeat. Insulators are wood, plastic, and rubber. Letter G is 7. Bare wires are wires with no insulation. Repeat. Bare wires are wires with no insulation. This is the end of Tape 4C, Book 17.